book of the Lord. And that's what they call it, the big book of the Lord or something like that. And I've never heard it called that.
What about molasses?
Honey, I don't know too much about that.
Sam, you want to pour something from a big container into something like a Coke bottle that had a real narrow mouth.
A funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you'd hit them with the...
reins.
Is reins what you call when you're driving them?
No. Lines.
Okay. Reins is when you're riding on them, or what?
Well, when you're riding on them, in the bridle in their mouth, you've got reins in there, and you can pull them where you want them to go.
Can you see
Oh, yeah, I see. That's okay. Say if you were riding in a buggy, you might hit the horse with the...
With a whip.
Okay. And, say if you bought some fruit or something at the store. The grocer might put it in a
box.
Okay, or something else.
Bag.
Okay, what would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. And since you bought about 50 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
A bag.
What kind of bag?
Paper.
Did you ever see flour come in?
A sack. They have come in closed sacks.
Uh-huh.
I see some every now and then, but I use it by mine paper bags. They always did.
Yeah.
But they used to do that back there. Oh, they did in the cloth. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Because they had some, sometimes it was some pretty kind, like material.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do people make things out of that?
Dresses and aprons. Mama's made a lot of aprons out of them.
That was colorful.
Yeah.
Sam, if you took corn to the mill to be ground, how much you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Oh,
yeah. Do you ever do that?
We never did grind none, but just a little bit, just for our own use a little bit. Hopper pool, I guess, is what they call it.
Huh?
A hopper, I reckon. I don't know what they call it.
What was a hopper?
So that's what they ground it in. They put it in a hopper and ground it up. But I don't remember that.
She's talking about when you take it somewhere else to get it ground, how much would you be carrying at one time?
I don't know
what
that question.
Did you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
A turn of corn?
Uh-huh. Does that sound familiar at all? What if you find out the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms?
Arm load.
Okay. And say someone had some wood on his wagon. Say if the wagon didn't have a full load, you'd say he had a...
half load.
Okay.
Just a little jag of wood, just a little.
Something that, would you carry it in your arms? Or?
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And say if that one burning, you have to screw it and you, what?
If that wasn't burning, what now?
If that wasn't burning, if that burned out, you have to screw it and you...
boogle.
Okay. And you're going to carry the washout to hang it on the line. You carry it out in a...
clothes basket.
What's that?
Clothes basket.
Okay. And do you remember what nails used to come in?
Kegs.